It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, high above the Albia Square on this Restoration Day weekend. And Mother Nature has given us a little bit of an early fireworks show here. And unfortunately, the road race was canceled this morning due to the lightning and the water that was over the road. And Mother Nature has unleashed its fury upon Southern Iowa once again. I guess the drought that once was is no longer. It's been a beautiful winter, your beautiful summer. You go out and you look around and everything is beautifully green. But right now, on top of that green is a bunch of soggy, wet ground. And makes it an interesting football field. And we'll talk a little football today at the Coach's Corner. We're also going to talk some running. Cross country is in the house today. Coach Todd Ratliff, and he's brought Jordan Winkie along with him. And we're going to talk about the upcoming cross country season. Of course, folks, you're probably wondering about the parade and all the other festivities here in Albia, and the parade is on. Scotty Fry, the phone lines have been lit up this morning. People wanting to know if things are going on. Of course, the parade is on, and we're keeping our fingers crossed. Scotty, you are looking at our radar lab, the high-definition radar lab, and you've got kind of a glimpse of what's coming our way and whether or not the sky will clear up.
Yeah, Jason, it looks like the sky is going to clear up here very shortly. Most of the rain's probably moved out of the area. And in fact, this afternoon, the temperature, the high is 91 with a heat index of 101. So it's probably going to change to summer really quick again.
So as Scotty said, the parade is going to be on. Looks like Mother Nature is going to let go here in just a few seconds and give us a little bit of a reprieve. And then only to heat things up, it's going to be like a steam bath this afternoon. So folks, make sure you stay hydrated and safe, and that is going to be the storyline for some of the athletes. I know we had our 7th and 8th grade practice last night, and a lot of guys lost a lot of fluids last night. They're going to have to spend their whole week in replenishing those fluids. Lots going on here at the Coach's Corner. Cross-country football as we open up the fall season. The first kickoff just now, 6 days away, and cross-country is underway. And this is normally their kickoff event. So we'll talk with Coach Todd Ratliff. His cross-country leader on the boys' side, Colton Dorpinghouse, was looking for his opportunity to be the first person to ever go for a three-peat at the road race. Good news, you'll have another opportunity next year. We're going to take a quick time out, come back. We're going to talk cross-country when we come back to the Coach's Corner on this special edition, Restoration Days. High above the Abbey Square, you're listening to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
For a limited time only, upgrade your life with a 5, 10, or 15-year fixed home equity loan from Community First Credit Union. You pick the term, and we'll give you a fixed rate as low as 3.25% APR. Use the equity in your home to remodel, consolidate bills, or refinance your current mortgage without the burden of expensive closing costs. Enjoy the security of a fixed rate loan from CFirst. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Call 866-360-5370 for details about credit costs and terms. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albia on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. As we get ready for Restoration Days, we've had the road race canceled, but everything else is on as scheduled. 10 o'clock parade, and it looks like, as I look over here at our Raider Lab HD, it looks like it's floating up to the north and to the east, so I think we're going to get out of this rain here probably within the next 30 to 45 minutes. So, folks, come on up to Albia Square. Be a part of the Restoration Day festivities. It's going to be a little bit better weather here in a few minutes, and the parade will be on as scheduled. Let's talk a little cross-country. Got Coach Todd Ratliff in the house, and he's brought along Jordan Winke with him. Coach, dang, this is always one of my favorite things, is the road race, to get to see your guys and your young ladies. It's been an event that over the years where we've been able to see some of those, you know what you usually have in your number ones and maybe your number twos, but what you usually find out through this is the guys or the ladies who making their step forward. This is a great test for them, and we saw Colton Dorpinghaus make his emergence. Last year, you go back and you look at Jordan Winke, was coming along, and so I think this, and having this day, is kind of disappointing for all of us because it's been a real nice testing ground for your athletes.
Yeah, you know, two things. One, you can take that all the way back through the years of Eric Lehart. This is the race where he kind of emerged out his senior year. And Jeff Grosvenor, I think his sophomore and junior years was right up front. And it has been a great way for us to start. And the second reason is because once we run this course, everything else is easy.
Well, Coach, we don't have this one in the books, but you've had plenty of opportunities over the summer. I know the kids have worked really hard. I'm seeing around town, they're doing their workouts. And I know you guys have had a real strong preseason workout here. So tell us a little bit about how let's go to the guys first, because we have Jordan. We'll talk with her in a little bit. But how the guys looking?
You know, we were pretty excited. At the end of last season, we made our mark at state with an 11th place finish. That's the best in school history. So we keep knocking down new bests for the program, and that's really exciting. And under the leadership of Tyler Passett and Colton Dorpinghaus, Tyler Berry, you know, those are three guys that have been with me for 6 years now, through the junior high years up through now. So they're excited, and they're leading this team. You know, Davis County is going to be a good team, no doubt about that. Knoxville joining our conference is going to put a new look to the conference meet, so we're excited to see that as well. But really, from top to bottom, we've got some guys that you would never imagine stepping up early this season. One of them would be Tyler McKibben. He's a sophomore. I'm not quite sure of his height, but I think it's about 5'3". But he runs like he's about 6'3". Just amazing, amazing story. He came in, left the season last year as our number 15 guy, and he's going to come in somewhere between fourth and sixth man, I think, this year. So getting to see him run that first race is going to be exciting, because Tyler Berry's took him under his wing and really, really helped pull him up. Marcos Ferreira is rejoining us. He took the season off last year to focus in the classroom. He just got back from basic training down in Missouri, so he's coming to us all trim and fit and ready to roll. So we've seen him a couple days, but it's been a lot of miles this summer. You know, a good part of our varsity team went out to the camp in Colorado, and that's really where we begin the season. You know, I'm not sure how to feel, but we came out ranked this week at number 9, which is the highest preseason ranking. We've never been preseason higher than 14th, so it may be a little bit high. Tyler Passett, he's a real good numbers guy. He kind of broke things down. So I think, you know, as some respect from the association that ranks it, which is really nice.
Well, having been there, you know, Coach, you know, in the past, well, it's going a long ways back because you've really set the tone for your program. You guys have really been a force to be reckoned with over the years. But, you know, because of that respect, now you're not the guy that's chasing somebody. You're the guy that's being chased, and that's a different role to play. This program's kind of, it's been built into it, but really this year, you know, two straight trips to state as a team, and now, you know, you got people going to be wanting to focus on you guys, and that's a little different pressure for kids to feel.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and it started back in 2006. Those first 6 years we got the program going, and then Tony Beal, Kurt and Mick, the Matt Wilson, those guys were the first ones that won that conference title, and then we went through the era with Tommy O'Leary, Justin Smithberg, Kevin Wynn, helping to lead us to that state berth in 2009, and really it just hasn't stopped rolling since then. So we're excited, and you know, Colton Dorpenhaus is about as cool a guy under pressure as I've ever seen. You know, if it's a small meet, he's calm. If it's a big meet, a state meet, he's calm. He keeps a real good level head. Tyler Passett had the opportunity at camp to work with an elite All-American cross-country runner from Harvard. So kind of a guy with the same mental mindset as Tyler has, and that I think has helped him and will help him throughout the season go through that point in the race where the pain sets in sometimes. And, you know, they're just great leaders for the younger guys. We come to practice. We go through what the workout's going to be. They know what it is, and then they just take off and do it. So they actually make my job pretty easy on the guy's side.
We're talking with head coach Todd Ratliff, head coach of the Albion boys and girls cross-country team. Coach, you know, I think about guys like Tyler Passett. You know, he really, we talked with him a week ago, he really has his eyes set on catching Colton Dorpenhaus. Now that's a really tall task, but that's exactly what you want, that kind of competition. Here's two guys that all they want to do is make each other better. They're good buddies and good friends, good teammates. But the truth is, Tyler's really wanting to catch Colton, and that's only going to help both of them.
You're exactly right. His desire is there to be better, and Colton's desire is to be better. So when they're working together, they make me feel like an old guy because this guy can't stay with those guys anymore. But they do. They work really well together, and because their teammates see that, they understand that's the expectation on the team from the top of the lineup all the way down to our runner who's just beginning. So, again, like I said, it makes my job easy, and they're striving to do some things this year that hasn't been done, I hope.
And I think about your young guys like Lane Szczynski, who you know, is getting a glimpse. The younger guys who see, and it really, you go back to that 2006 season and maybe a little before that, and the bar being set a little higher each and every year, and those standards, when you have guys leading the program like you got, it helps build that depth, that program for the continuation of a true program.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, and Lane is going to be a real good runner. We've already got him on the heart training. So I think over the next 4 years, we're going to see Lane develop like Devin Gottschalk did. Only he's starting quite a bit faster than Devin did when he was running. So Lane's got a lot of heart and a lot of desire. And I talk to him about every day after practice, like, hey, how'd it go today? He's like, good, I'm tired today, coach, thanks. You know, he wants to be there, and he wants to get better, and he wants to work hard, and he wants to break into that varsity level. Not next year, not his junior year, but this year.
Well, Coach, I look over the years, and this race kind of, the race we didn't get to run today, 30th anniversary of Albion Restoration Days. The parade is on, folks, so if you're listening in, and lots of people are, we want you to know that the race is not on. It's over. Did not get it in today due to lightning and the water that was standing at the time, but the parade is on. But, Coach, as I look back over the years of this race, the thing that stands out is seeing the guys who really have, maybe they didn't realize they were the kind of athletes they really became. You know, they were just starting to understand what they could do. And that's one thing that's such a big joy is watching, you get great athletes to come in and you see them do great things, and it's kind of expected. But it's those guys that, you know, never saw themselves an athlete, let alone a runner, and to see them come and develop, and that is, man, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, it really is. And the nice thing about having this race, you know, it's about a week and a half before our first competitive meet, is they have a chance to see and prove to themselves, hey, all this work that I've done since the 1st of June till now, it's made a difference. I'm already you know, set amount faster than I was last year. Then they go into that first meet down in Wayne, which is my hometown, so I like to have a real good showing there because some people come out that normally wouldn't go to meets. And
looking to get paid those debts you owe them, huh?
Yeah. Like my parents, they come. But you know, it's always been in the past something that's been really good for us to get that mindset, like you said, right and ready for the racing season.
Well, Coach, the boys team, high accolades and with lots of reasoning, lots of promise. We're going to be fun to watch them over the season. Of course, we'll have you in here every Saturday talking about your girls and your guys. But sit next to you, the girls program, equal type of talent, Coach, in terms of you have a really good group of ladies that could contend for a conference title and make a run for a state. Another than Jordan Winkie sitting next to you. Think about the work ethic you have, and that's what I see on the girls' side. You got girls who really will commit and go get it.
Yeah, we have girls that not only will surprise the community and those who follow us when they run, but they're surprising themselves day in and day out in practice. And we haven't had a girls' team numbers wise that was larger than the guys' team ever. But this year right now we're sitting with 5 more girls than we have guys. So we're at 21 on our roster with young ladies. And, you know, it's really exciting to watch because they're going out and they're getting their friends. And there's some other offside bets that are going on. The dance team coach and I agreed early that if she helped me get some girls to come out and run, that a set number, if she got 4 of them to come out and run, then I would have to actually be part of one of their dance routines. Good news, they've only got 3 on the team right now. But no,
there's a calling card right there, folks. I mean, you may not want to run, but your fear of running may be overcome by your desire to watch Coach Todd Ratliff dance.
That's right. If you've never seen a 2x4 dance, that would be your opportunity.
But I would never pick on a 2x4, Coach.
Good point. But yeah, we're super excited. We've got both state returners back, and Jordan Winkie, and you know she finished 31st. At the state meet last year, which behind Tara Szczynski, that's the best female finish by an individual here in Albion. We've got Michelle Manser, 2-time state qualifier, who's back for her junior campaign. So those two out front are going to lead it. And then we've got Susie Strasco, who was number 3, number 4 last year. And, you know, this will be her 6th year running with the program. Emma Deneen's back for another run at things. And they brought some of their friends out, Tegan Bossard's out. And the other night we were doing a workout, and I ran with Tegan. And we went 2.5 miles, and I turned and I looked at her and I said, hey, when was the last time you ran 2.5 miles? And she kind of thought about it. She's like, well, you know, I've done pretty good. I was like, have you gone 2.5 miles without stopping before? She's like, I don't think so. So they're starting to see that just by having their mind in the right place, they're going to be able to accomplish new things. We've got Allie Angren. I think she might help us. Freshman Emily Berry's been with the program in 7th and 8th grade. She's back. Freshman Jaden DeBus. Forgive me if I mispronounced that. I think she's one that's going to help us out right away. And as I look down the roster, we've got Mackenzie Peterson coming out to help her with basketball. Kate Slocum's out. Mariah Smith, who started the season last year as a manager, has decided she wants to be a full-time runner this year, so that's exciting. Annabelle Stillwell's out. Skylar West. And then we've got a list that goes 21 deep. So I'm really excited about what the girls have done to help themselves out in the program. You know, we've also got a beefed-up coaching staff, which is nice. We've got, for the first time, an assistant hired coach in Chrissy Stringfellow. And if you don't know her, she's an Insanity-certified workout instructor. She has classes. Right, if you'd like to be sore some morning, just go do a class or two with her, and that'll take care of you. But she loves to run, and she's got a great, great heart for kids, and is going to be a huge asset, already has been this season. You know, Coach Beal will be back with us for his 9th year as a volunteer helping out, you know, and he's as versatile as they come. He can run up front with the front runners, and he can trail with the back of the pack, and he's willing to do anything. And then Coach Dorpenhaus, again, helping with some of the administrative stuff, really important at the meet so that I can just run around like a maniac, getting to spots on the course to cheer for the kids. So the coaching staff we have put together this year is the most exciting one that I've seen in the cross-country realm.
Coach, a great program, and 21 girls, fantastic. And those 21 is Jordan Winkie. And Jordan, I go back a year ago, Jordan, and you were finishing this race, and you came in really sore. You had a little bit of an injury. And then to see you develop over last season, it's as if some point early in the season the light went on and said, hey, I can really do this.
Yeah, almost all of last season I was running with a side ache. So it made it really hard to get in good workouts because it felt like you were getting stabbed every time you walked. But, I mean, with time, that went away, and then running became fun. And then it just you just wanted to keep doing it as much as you could, and it paid off in the end.
Getting to state, you know, that has to boost your confidence, and having run with those elite runners, you know, that just helps you see where, you know, those people you're going to chase. 31 is pretty darn good in the entire state of Iowa, but being able to run with those other top 30, you've had a chance now to run with some of the best, and so you've kind of got that in your memory bank of, you know, where you're at and what you can do, and probably gives you a little extra boost of confidence.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you make it to state, you just know. I mean, that was my goal going into the season last year. So when you accomplish any goal, it feels really good. But it just proves to yourself that you can do what you decide to do. And it's a great feeling to be able to meet your goals and surpass your goals in the end.
Well, now you take a little bit different role. You a year ago, I knew who you were. Coach Ratliff knew who you were, and we knew what you could do. And you have a bunch of people around you, love you, that knew what you had in you. But now the rest of the world does too. And so you're no longer the hidden commodity.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great year. I've had a lot of fun. The running has taught me a lot, and the team, cross country team, is one of the funnest things I've ever taken part of. I mean, the kids are great. They're really supportive. Even the boys team. I mean, it's just. It's a lot of fun to be around the kids. That's definitely my favorite time of the year. So, I mean, it's helpful when you have good teammates who want to see you succeed and you want to see them succeed, and everyone encourages you to be the best person and best runner you can be.
So what's those maybe one thing that you, and there's probably multiples, but what one thing you're maybe concentrating on to quicken up your times, and tell us a little bit about your goals for the season.
Well, one of the things that I've tried to do this year when I'm running is to focus on my breathing and to stay relaxed. Because if you do those things, it makes the side aches not as bad, and it makes you, I mean, it's easier to focus on your time and beating the girls in front of you if you're not thinking about your side. And I'd like to see our girls team do well at conference this year. Last year we got third, and I think that we could do. I think we could pull out a second, and I think that would be pretty cool. I mean, I don't know. It's been a few years since we had conference champions, but, I mean, it's worth a shot, so.
Well, Jordan, do you slow down and let your dad catch up with you when you run?
Never.
And good call. Well, you'd have to come to nearly a complete stop to do that. But, hey, great job. I know you've been working really hard in the off season, doing a lot of AAU stuff as well, and that's been really good for you.
Yeah. There's actually AAU Junior Olympics is a series of meets. There's a couple qualifiers. This year there was one in Minnesota that the top eight in each event make it to the Junior Olympics, which this year actually happened to be at the Drake Stadium in Des Moines. And that was a great experience because the Drake track is one of the coolest atmospheres in the entire world. I mean, you have 10,000 people all screaming, and I got the chance to run against girls from all across the country. I mean, there were girls running national bests. It was an amazing experience to run against the best in the country.
Well, Jordan, you are a once unknown, is certainly going to make her mark on the program, and thanks for stopping by and visiting with it. We can't wait to watch you on the course.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Coach, you know, I think you got, it's pretty hard to choose to feel, but I think you have a Tara Szczesinski in the making over there.
Yeah, you know, back in 03, 04, 05, who would have thought that I'd have a chance to work with so many good kids over the next 10 years, essentially. I was really shocked, but they seem to keep coming, and that's a great sign. And, you know, Jordan Winke is right up there with the work ethic that Tara had, and I would definitely not want to put that type of pressure on Jordan at this stage in her career.
Yeah, thanks. I just did, Coach.
But
she can handle it, Coach.
It's no secret the last female athlete that I worked with that actually was able to maintain the type of training regimen that Jordan's doing was Tara. You know, not to say that Michelle's not doing a great job, because she is. She's a two-time individual state qualifier. That doesn't just happen. It happens with hard work. But with the off-season work that Jordan's able to do, and the help that she gets from home with from her dad and things. It's amazing to watch, and I'm just blessed to be able to work with her.
Michelle Manser and Strasco, you know, you got a really nice 1-2-3 punch. They're 21 girls, coach. You got something really special going. Had it going for a long time, but it's going to be another outstanding cross country season. I can't wait to keep checking in on you guys and let's go see if we can go get us a couple of conference titles.
If you're out there and you're listening and you're between 14 and 18 in high school, not already in volleyball or football, give me a holler. We'll still take you. You don't have to be a great runner.
We're same with the junior high kids. You know, we really, that's, folks, you know, running is a lot more fun. The accomplishment. You never have to finish first in an entire race to become a winner in running, because the contest really is within you.
It is, and right now I think our junior high roster, one of our focuses with Coach Stringfellow and I was to get into the junior high ranks, and you know, last year we had 4 or 5 kids out. We're at 16 right now, so we're building that program as well. And I know I've had some of the young men that do play football who's asked if they could run on the Saturday meets with us, and I know you and Coach Haluska have talked a little bit about that. And I'm super excited to see that for two reasons. One, it lets them feel what it's like, but it also maybe has a better understanding about what cross country is. So going to be a great year, Jason. We're super excited in the cross country world.
Coach Todd Ratliff, head coach of the Albia boys and girls cross country team, folks, high expectation with lots of reasoning, and I am certain they're going to have a lot of fun over the cross country season, and we will be there along the way to keep you updated here at the Coach's Corner. We're going to take a timeout, come right back. Football time, as the Old Shoe game is in the books. We'll talk about last night and just a few short days away from the opening kickoff of the 2014 football season. When we come back, don't forget the parade is on, folks. So if you're wondering if Restoration Days is still on, the parade is on and all the other festivities as scheduled. We'll come right back, back to the corner of 34 and 5 via the Albia Square. You're listening to the special edition of the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
It's wild. It's the late models. At Knoxville Raceway, anything could happen. The 11th annual Lucas Oil Late Model Knoxville Nationals, presented by Casey's General Stores. September 25th through the 27th, 3 nights of entertainment, excitement, and celebration. Find out who will be the late model champion when the dust settles. Ticket and race info at KnoxvilleRaceway.com. Just be here.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn, Kansas City's one-of-a-kind water park. Get your tickets now at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Kansas.
Are you living life on your terms? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union is offering a 7-year adjustable rate mortgage as low as 3.817% APR with a rate of 3.25%. Plus, you get to choose your term from a 10 to 30-year amortization. Stop by your local CFirst and ask about our new 7-year adjustable rate mortgage today. At CFirst, the choice is yours. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional cost information, call 866-360-5370. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Calling all animal lovers to Checkerboard Days at H&S Feed and Country Store in Oskaloosa. The sales continue today, and they'll roll out the petting zoo and inflatables for the kids. There's a customer appreciation lunch served from 11 to 1 with pulled pork and homemade ice cream. Plus, you can enter to win a getaway package or a John Deere Gator. Head to Checkerboard Days at H&S Feed and Country Store in Oskaloosa.
Bacontown is coming to Ottumwa this Saturday at the Bridgeview Center.
Bacon, bacon.
Come feast on a variety of bacon items from area chefs, as well as varieties of local craft beer. The live C-First stage will have Rude Mood, The Crushers, and Mitch Gowdy. Kids Zone is from 2 to 6 with games and prizes for the kids. This event is free. Brought to you by Thunder Country KIIC. Bacon and brew samples are just $1 each. Bring a canned good item for a free slice of the 515-foot-long BLT.
Hey, Ottumwa, this is Bacontown.
Presented by Cargill, Saturday, August 23rd from 2 to 11.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. Restoration Day is here in Albia on this special edition of the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union, high above the Albia Square. As we look down, Mother Nature is let off on the rain. The radar looks like it's drifting north and to the east, and the parade is on as go. And so get up the Albia Square, be a part of the Restoration Day. The parade is on. We're going to talk some football. The Old Shoe game is in the book, and Coach Chad Odeffer is here with me, and Coach Staten. We're going to talk with Coach Odeffer. Coach, D coordinator this year, and it's always nice to – I think the Old Shoe game – is less for the football players and maybe more for the coaches, you know, because the coaches kind of get broke in. But how did things go last night, Coach?
Things went well. It's always nice to get the pads on and be in front of a live crowd and, you know, have the bullets flying. And us defensive guys really like to take those offensive guys to the ground, so it's nice to go a little bit of live football. And, you know, as a coach, you always are happy when the game's over and we come through and we don't have any significant injuries or anything that's going to hamper us down the road. But I think it was really evident that we have some physical kids that paid a price, and we have a lot of strong kids, and they were excited to get out there and be in front of a crowd.
Going back to camp, Coach, got a privilege to come work with you guys in camp, and one of the things I caught right away was, particularly at the youth camp, was the buy-in, the number of guys that showed up to help their younger brothers in the camp. That was a good indication of some buy-in. And then I saw coaches that were actually, you know, really loose and having fun. And, you know, when coaches can trust each other and the bond, that really sets a tempo. And it appeared that, you know, there's a really nice team atmosphere already built here early in the season.
Yeah, and that just goes to show for the summer stuff we've done and the spring stuff we've done. You know, as a coaching staff and also as a team, we spend a lot of time together. So when you spend a lot of time together, you guys become family. So I think our players feel comfortable with coaches and coaches feel comfortable with players, and we can have that type of atmosphere. But also I think our kids also understand when they need to work. When it's time to strap it up and get after it, they also do a good job of doing that. And our coaching staff has been together for a long time. We have some guys that have worked together for, you know, 7 years or so. Coach Folkerts and I have had the chance to work together 7 years, and Coach Mick and Coach Hill, you know, he went to Cardinal for a couple of years, but he's back. So we have a good comfort level as a staff.
Coach, last year the defense had a lot of really young guys. I think seven sophomores, if my numbers if I recall them properly, and that's rare if I do. But really, a young defensive side, and you know, trying to implement the two platoon football system, and I think the greatest concern in the public was, oh, you hear people talking, because it takes a while for people to really buy in.
Sure.
Was that, you know, boy, the defense was going to really suffer because of all those young guys, and you know, how are we going to two platoon it? And I mean, you guys showed the world, proved the world your point. You know, those young guys were really prepared well.
Yeah, and that's a credit to the type of kids we have and what they've done that led up to that point as sophomores. But we also get extra time coaching them. So, you know, when you get some extra time coaching them, that really helps, and they really understand what you expect from them.
Now they're juniors.
So we're really excited about who we have returning, and, you know, we should have some good leadership from those guys. And those guys have seen actual bullets flying. They've played in the football game. So, yeah, we expect big things from a lot of those guys. And we put a lot of responsibility on them.
You know, you talked about the physicality of the guys and the paying the price. You have the numbers of guys over 200 in the weight room. Just I keep going back it just amazes me how much we've developed in a few short years. You know, from one guy that could bench over 200 when the coach first came here, now to over 30.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I mean, our weight room facility is top notch, and Coach Mick does a great job of, you know, being in there every morning. I mean, I don't know if there's another guy that committed to any type of program. I mean, I don't know if he's missed a day in the last 7 years. He's there at, you know, 5:45 every morning, and I think the guys realize that type of commitment that he puts into it. Coach Farrington also does a good job of getting in there and having the guys see him, be visible. So when coaches are willing to put that type of time in, I think our kids understand it's an expectation now. So they've really bought in.
We're talking with our defensive coordinator, Chad Odeffer, and we're talking a little bit about the Blue Demon football team. Coach, I got home from my 7th and 8th grade practice last night and found myself in a pretty bad situation. I got myself dehydrated, so I didn't have the luxury of coming and watching you guys play last night. To break it down for us, what some of the highlights?
I think anytime you divide two teams up like that, it makes it a little bit more difficult on the offense. You know, the offensive line is a group that really needs to be together, and they need to work together. So I think the defense always looks a little bit better than the offense on nights like that. I think we got what we thought we had out of the older guys. I think the juniors and seniors, I think, you know, watching the film last night and a little bit this morning, I was really pleased with some of the things they've done. And some of the sophomores, I mean, they did some things sophomores probably should do or will do, and they'll get better and they'll continue to grow. You know, we had a very competitive, hard-hitting football game. You know, a couple of nice drives by the offense that put the ball in the end zone, and then Luke Sarver had a really big play on a scramble where he scrambled through the line, and then he got up the sideline for it was about a 45-yard touchdown, probably the biggest play of the game as far as yardage. And then in overtime, it came down to just a couple plays, right? A big hit at the goal line. Hey, caused a turnover, and then Carter Isley plugging it up in there behind some big boys. Hey, got the victory for the white team.
Well, you guys get the old shoe in the book, get some rhythm, and I think, like I said before, I know it's for the guys, but I also think it's a great opportunity for coaches to start getting their feel for a Friday night, and that's so important. Everybody's got to know their role and where you're going to be, and it's not just the players. The coaches got to be ready to go, and from the early indications I got from watching you guys in camp, it looks like this team is ready to go.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, for coaches, I mean, we got to try the Kunos out, and we got the headsets going, and you get to be on the field and watch things a little bit more closer than you would in a normal game. So it's fun, but it's still a practice, and it's still an opportunity to get better. And it's for coaches, it's nice to get some live snaps on film and to be able to evaluate some guys maybe you had some question marks about or wanted to see how they'd react in a live situation. But we're excited. I mean, we're excited as a staff moving forward next week. And, you know, we've already scouted Mount Air. And, you know, there's only so much you can do with scouting because, you know, they graduated people. And
right.
Some people are gone, and you don't know necessarily whether they're going to move some people. But we're excited, and we're gonna have a good week of practice. And I think the guys, that they weren't happy about the old shoe game as far as being satisfied with how they played. You know, I think some of the leaders said, you know, we got to get better. hey, let's come to work Monday. So that's also a good sign of where we're at as a team.
Well, Coach, appreciate you stopping by. We're going to take a quick time out. Coach Chad Odeffer, he's the defensive coordinator for the Blue Demons. They're going to be really, really tough folks. And offense might sell the tickets, but those the defensive guys, they win those championships. And the Blue Demons coming off a trip to the Unidome, they have expectations of making a return trip and playing for a championship. We're going to take a quick time out, come right back. We've got Coach Staten in the studio. We're going to talk with him, get the head coach's overall viewpoint from last night and a little look ahead. When we come back to the special edition of the Coach Corner, you're listening to the Restoration Day edition, and the parade is on, folks. 10 o'clock parade start, and you'll want to stay right here and head your way up to the square. We'll be right back with Coach Staten after this timeout.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
For a limited time only, upgrade your life with a 5, 10, or 15-year fixed home equity loan from Community First Credit Union. You pick the term, and we'll give you a fixed rate as low as 3.25% APR. Use the equity in your home to remodel, consolidate bills, or refinance your current mortgage without the burden of expensive closing costs. Enjoy the security of a fixed rate loan from CFirst. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Call 866-360-5370 for details about credit costs and terms. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner on this Restoration Day Saturday. And the parade is on. That is the big question of the morning. The road race was canceled due to the lightning, but the parade is on as scheduled. 10 o'clock is the start of the parade. But right now we're talking football, Blue Demon football. Head coach Jerry Staten, Hall of Fame coach Jerry Staten in the studio with us. And Coach, let's just get your bird's eye view of last night's performance in the old shoe game.
Well, I'm glad to do that, Coach. And first, I want to remind the players that were taking the tents down around noon. So I don't want to be out there all by myself hauling tents. So come help us out, fellas. The old shoe game was about what I always expect. When you take the team and divide them up evenly, it's great that you have enough players that you don't have to have guys playing on both teams. So we had two complete teams, and but then you have offensive linemen blocking beside offensive linemen, and that's not the timing is off. You know, you can learn some things. You start finding out who likes to hit. That's the first time we've really gone flat out, all out on hitting. We're trying to reduce contacts for the safety of the players. But I was pleased with the hustle. Old-timers who used to go both ways like to think that they were flat out, all out, the whole game going both ways, but that's not true. I remember looking at myself on film at Parsons College about 10 years ago, and I looked at the guy wearing my number, and I thought, oh, that guy, he went to his knees on the block. I never did that, but, you know, the older you get, the better you were, and you forget that we are humans, and we tire, and when you get tired, the dogs won't fight anymore. So last night we had guys going both ways on both sides of the ball, and it was very evident that we got very tired in the middle part of that ball game. So it'll be better when we're just going one way and getting a rest. And I hope Mount Airy has a lot of guys going both ways on their side of the ball. But I was pleased overall. I liked the way our linebackers were active. I liked the way we pursued. I liked the contact. I liked the way our running backs found out that if you keep your feet moving, you don't have to go down just because they tackle you. And you can rumble along and get yards after contact, and sometimes even break it. So those were all good things. This is a strong football team. Over 30 guys, over 200 pounds on the bench press. And we also have 17 guys that weigh more than 200 pounds. And that's an asset to us. So there are things we need to work on. Our offensive line's got to come off the ball quicker and keep their feet moving. The backs, when they start moving their feet after tackles, they start gaining more yards. Linemen, if they stop moving their feet, they're worthless because they're not moving anybody. They're just holding them. And these are things that we can fix this week, but it's going to be an important week. We have to get better. These kids want to get better. They're eager, and I think my coaches are doing a good job with them.
Got an outstanding coaching staff, Coach. It's one of the things that right away in camp that I noticed is how comfortable the guys were working with each other. They were smiling. They were having fun. They, you know, when you look at after the practice is over and you see coaches hanging around talking to each other, you know you got a good bond going there. And I think the camaraderie over the years being the consistency of the coaching staff has been real important. But these guys, you know, guys have been bought into your program. And, man, when the coaches are bought in, it gets easier to get the players to buy in.
Well, we, of course, are platooning. And that means that the players get more repetitions at their primary position. When they go to their secondary assignment, they get less repetitions. They're able to go in and function if they have to, but getting more repetitions helps you get better. Repetition is the hammer that fastens the thought. So they get a full hour at their primary position, and they make greater progress that way. What we have to do now is get those all the players to know their plays, their assignments, and the guys that are backups have got to learn what to do. If you don't know what to do, you're confused, and you don't go with the full passion that you have to use when you're playing in a game.
We're talking with head coach Jerry Staton, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons. Albion coming off a trip to the Unidome a year ago, and lots of accolades in that season. And then the page turns, and now the expectations those are given to this team in the preseason. Coach, you still have everyone's eye. Everyone's sees Albion football, and which was once the chaser is now becoming he who's being chased.
Well, that's a much better position to be in than, you know, being on the bottom of the pile. You get to set the pace. And I think it's important that our guys strive to be their best when they're playing. We don't go out to beat somebody. We go out to be our best. And that's a great philosophy. It's worked very well here in Albion. And our players are getting the idea. So, you set the tempo yourself of what you want to be, how good you want to be, and you want to try and play and practice at your best.
Coach, you just took the mic away from me, and now I think that's karma. Okay, what everyone couldn't see is when Coach took the microphone, he turned my microphone away from me so I wouldn't talk, and now the karma is hitting me. He's got choked up here, and so a little karma, Coach. Let's talk about offensively. You kind of got a good look last night to get a feel of maybe who your ones are going to be. You feel like maybe you can put together those ones and know who those guys are going to go to first are.
Well, we'll make our final decisions at our coaches meeting as to who are going to be the starters for this first ball game on both sides of the ball and in the important kicking game that. We'll challenge the other players then to be a barracuda on the tails of the guys that are starting the game. That they have somebody that's after their job, and that'll make both of them better. And we found some things out. It was really good to see our quarterback scramble if there wasn't somebody open. They can run the ball, and we have quarterbacks that can run the ball. We only had one interception in that game, and that's when we jumped in the air and threw the ball, and when you throw off balance, bad things can happen. So, I overall was pleased with the scrimmage. I see things that we need to fix, but that's why you have the game, and that's why you have another week of practice to try to fix the things that need fixing.
Well, Coach, I know that every week the concentration is on you, and then when I say you, I mean your team and. But you do have an opponent coming up, Mount Air, of course, new season, so there's new faces there. But this has been a program that is coming off a really good football season, so you would expect that they have lots of talent to come and give up a heck of a fight.
Well, Mount Air has a very experienced coach. Their staff is good. I've faced them three times when I was at Pella Christian, and I know the quality of the program. They'll come out and they stand on every 5 yards on the field for the national anthem and put on a classy show at their place. And they've played for a state championship. That's a goal that every school would like to have. And the reason we're playing them is that nobody else down there in their area wanted to play them because they beat everybody. And so they called us up, and they must think they can beat us. And, we're going to try to be us, and we'll see how that game goes. But this is going to be a great opening game. They have a big line. That's the strength of their team. And we've got a nice-sized line. So it's going to be a battle in the pits, and we'll have to see if on offense they'll outweigh us by quite a bit on the line of scrimmage. So we'll have to have our quickness come through for us and our pursuit to make up for the difference in size of the players. It'll be a great opening game. I'm looking forward to the challenge. We're going to find out how many kids really believe in the blue car philosophy of be your best. Don't compare yourself to somebody else. Their class below us means nothing. Good football player is a good football player. And one thing we didn't do last night before the game was get ourselves mentally ready to play the game. And if you're not ready to play, then you don't play as good as you can play. And so it was a good sign that our players were not satisfied with what happened in the game. And we learned some lessons that are important coming into this first game.
Well, Coach, great to have you in here this morning, and great to see the guys. Cannot wait for Friday night. I know you guys got a busy week ahead of you, but it's going to be a lot of fun to see the Blue Demons back on the football field. Ironman Field, which looks like Ironman Pond right now as I went by, but that field will be ready to go. And, Coach, we'll look forward to seeing your guys and your coaches out on the field on Friday night.
Well, thanks for the support of this radio station, and you people do a great job promoting football for all schools in this part of the state. And we're looking forward to this first game and beat Mount Air.
Head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, head coach Jerry State, and the Blue Demons will open up against Mount Air. We'll have the pregame show, 6 o'clock. We'll go right to the midnight hour, and from 10 to midnight will be the locker room show. We'll get all the coaches on the air, including from 10 to 11, joining Fox 15 for our inaugural season of televised coverage of the locker room show. All this and more, folks. Restoration Days is on. The parade will start here in T-minus 2 minutes, and we will see you next Saturday at the corner of 34 and 5 when we'll talk about Friday night's big football game. Thanks to everyone at Community First Credit Union for making this possible. I want to thank all of you, the listeners, for bringing us into your homes each and every Saturday morning. Until next time, have a great Saturday. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner.